Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Obviously, nobody's thrilled with the score yesterday, but the defense, were you guys proud of the way you were able to play as a unit after the Packers game not getting those away?
We got off to a good start. One thing that we preach around here and one of the pillars of our defense is turnovers. And we were able to, like I said, start fast and create some turnovers and get the ball back for our offense, which subsequently turned into points. But, you know, there's always still some plays out there that we feel like, you know, we could have did better on, that we could have executed better on, and, you know, put ourselves in a better position to win the game.
When you looked at the last drive before halftime, what happened on that drive that allowed them to get down the field as quick as they did with the defense score?
They had some good completions. We had some execution errors. You know, they had some good runs after the catch. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is it's always going to boil down to execution. You know, they get paid on the other side of the ball, and they have athletic ability and talent on the other side of the ball, and just like we do. So they're going to make a few plays, but, you know, we believe with the type of people that we have in our room and the type of coaching that we receive, that we should go out there and execute. Against everyone.
Ryan, during the season, are you connected enough to the outside world to get an appreciation for the anxiety and disappointment and that people feel about this 2-3 start?
No, I'm not. I'm honestly not. The theme throughout this season has been just to tune out the noise. And, you know, whether we were 5-0 or 0-5 or where we stand right now at 2-3, I really don't pay too much attention to what's going on outside. I think it gets kind of understated that, you know, we beat ourselves up enough. We take losses harder than anyone else out there. And, you know, because this is our job, this is our livelihood, and this is our passion. But in regards to, like, you know, listening to the noise outside of the house hall, no, I don't.
Ryan, you were left after the game really sitting very quietly, kind of head down in front of the locker room. Exactly what's going through your mind?
Just a lot of frustration. Disappointment. You know, I felt like we fought our tails off, even throughout the ups and downs and the ebb and flow of the game. And I was just really in a state of reflection, wondering what I could have did better. Some plays that I left out there. You know, that's the first thing I think about.
Did your tempo bother you at all on the drive before the end of the half? It seemed like it was once more of like a base, like a vanilla coverage that they were able to move the ball very quickly down the field.
Yeah, they were in a hurry up type, 2-minute type situation, but I don't think it affected us too much. I felt like we had good communication throughout that whole drive. We were all on the same page in the back end and in the coverage.
Ryan, you mentioned execution errors on that final drive when you guys looked like you were in zone at times in that final drive.
The final drive before halftime. Okay.
Were some of those execution errors really different or similar to ones that happened in Green Bay? When Aaron Rodgers finding spots in the zone?
Some of them were similar. I know we had a missed tackle. They hit a few holes in our coverage in the back end. But, you know, that it always just boils down. I keep saying it, but that's what it boils down to, execution. And I think the theme from last week was everyone was talking about the rush. Well, rush and covers work together. So everyone last week was asking me, how do you feel about the pressure from the D-line? Well, I don't really think about the pressure from the D-line. I think about what we have to do on the back end, and that's our job to cover. So anytime that they complete a pass, I'm looking to see where we can improve at.
Ryan, because of injuries, you guys have had a lot of guys in and out at safety and even at cornerback. How does that affect continuity in the back end for you guys?
Honestly, I think we did a great job of adapting, and that's a credit to our coaches who have coached the starters, the backups, the rookies, the practice squad players, all the same. We all receive the same coaching points throughout the week, and they're coaching the look squad guys, the guys that are giving a look to the offense just as hard as they're coaching the first-team defense. So, you know, we just have to make sure that every man is ready. And I think, you know, particularly the young guys like Brock and the other guys, they've done a great job of stepping in and playing well for us.
Defense has been kind of inconsistent, sometimes making plays like yesterday, and then not. Do you see signs, if you could kind of analyze it in a bigger picture, do you see signs that it's going to get better? You know what I'm saying? Are there things you see in this defense
that convince you that
yeah, it's going to get better?
Yeah, there's always a silver lining. And even when you win, it's never perfect. But, you know, our job is just to stick together and keep fighting because we know we're one play, two plays away from having a really good game and, you know, being as consistent as we would like to be.
So what would you say? What do you see, I guess? Is it, I don't know, Jared Allen or some one of the linebackers? Or is there some facet of this defense, as you see, that's going to be much better as we move on into the season here? Or it gives you an idea that it's...
Honestly, I don't think it's one thing. We don't have a consistent issue, I feel like, on defense. It's just, you know, maybe me getting a little bit deeper in my drop or maybe someone else making a tackle and not letting them get yards after the catch. Or maybe it's a D lineman getting there just a hair faster or getting his arm up to affect the throwing motion. Just always a little thing. That's out there that we're like, man, we could have that if we're just one step away or we're that close. But there's not one issue where we're like, oh, we're just terrible tacklers or we have terrible communication or we're not getting lined up properly. I don't think there's a big issue like that on our defense.
Ryan mentioned you don't listen to much of the noise outside the house or let it in. Do you sense that Mel feels it? Is he feeling stung by some of the things?
No. No, Coach Tucker has done an outstanding job of making sure that we come in here, whether it's after a win or whether it's after a loss, and analyzing the game film on Monday, making sure that we understand what we did right and where we need correction at, and then preparing the game plan with the coaches on Tuesday and making sure that, you know, when we come in here on Wednesday, we're focused on this week's opponent.
Right after that big shot that Conte got on Benjamin, he was off the field and between series, we were sitting over there with him. Did you notice anything about him between series before he came back out there?
No, I didn't. I just checked in with him real quick, asked if he was okay, but he was doing his thing with the trainers and the medical staff, so I just kind of let them handle that.
What did he say when you asked him if he was doing all right?
He said he was okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you get concerned for a guy who's now had two concussions in 7 weeks?
Yeah, I do. Actually, this isn't my first time experiencing something like that. I believe it was 2009. Troy Polamalu had a series of concussions that caused him to miss a lot of time. But, you know, in this day and age in football, player safety is paramount. And we have to make sure that, you know, we have to take care of our players and take care of our bodies because at some point there is going to be a life after football.
Ryan, I know you guys haven't looked at Atlanta that much yet, but what kind of challenge do Roddy White and Khalil Jones?
Obviously, there were probably two of the premier receivers in the league, and you throw in their quarterback who has the ability to get their ball. I really don't know too much about their offensive personnel right now. But just those two guys and the quarterback, that's probably enough for them. So, you know, we'll have our hands full once again, but we're excited about that challenge for sure.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.